welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
You have spoke heavily about what you are intending to do for us. I pray, Father, that you will begin this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Interestingly, I'm supposed to take Understanding New Birth, but while the questions were going on, I was led of God to answer this question of devotion. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be telling us one or two things on devotion. Then, if I still have some time left, I'll begin my within the time that I have. But if not, no problem. I will just take the whole matter of devotion this morning. Alright? But there are several courses that you are going to be learning. Many of them we didn't put in the flyer. Amen. Or in the brochure. One of them is learning how to be alone with God. We're having some ministers who are like heads of their own ministries coming to teach on that. Another one is developing a devotional life. Okay, somebody else also coming to take that. So those are not what I'm talking about. But I just want to help you see the importance of having a personal relationship with God. Praise the Lord. That's what I'll be talking about. The importance of having a personal relationship with God. What is this thing that I've drawn? What's this thing? Huh? It's a tree. What is this? Huh? The stem. What are these? Okay, probably I should even make more of them. You know? Like that. What are they? Branches, right? In John chapter 15, from verse 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser, or I'm the true tree, if you want to use that word. He said, I am the vine, you are what? Branches. He that abides in me, and I abide in him, that person will do what? He will produce much fruit. Now, let me ask you this. I think it is on branches that you have fruits. Abi? Is that correct? But where are these branches getting their lives from? From this stem. Alright? I want somebody to open to me verse 6 of John chapter 15. Verse 6 of John chapter 15. If a man abide not in me. Please let everybody open their own Bibles. Brother, please wait so that all of us can be there together. Are we all there now? If we are there, please let's say amen. Okay, yes, you can read now. If a man abides not in me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and they cast them into the fire and they are burned. Praise the Lord. Where is this branch getting its life from? When you cut off this branch, can it produce fruit? The point of connection between the branch and the stem is called a nodal junction. And can I tell you, for your life, the devil is not looking for any other thing else other than to cut off this place. That's the only thing he's looking for. He's not looking for two things. It's only one thing. Because he knows if he can cut you off, you will dry up. See, if I cut this tree now, you know, it will still be fresh, Abby. Except that the timing, or except that it's only a matter of time. The moment I cut it, it starts to die. Because it's getting its life from the stem. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. It's not that you can't do something. Just that by the time we compute, or we gather together everything that you have done, it will become what to? Nothing. The devil is not looking for two things. He's only looking for one thing. To sever you from your nodal junction. That's the only thing he's looking for. Adam didn't lose two things. This is the only thing Adam lost. And all the problems that mankind faced began. That point of connection between man and God. Your nodal junction. This is what so many people in church have lost. Even so many leaders. So it's impossible. If that life is coming, it won't flow inside anymore because it has been severed. The reason why you are the way you are, the reason why you are the type of Christian you are, is a matter of this point. And as I was there, and I was asking God, and he said I should show us the importance of a man's relationship with who? With God. Praise the Lord. I don't take jobs. I don't do what? That will affect my personal relationship with God. I made it a principle since I was a teenager. I never. Recently, some people wanted to employ me to do something. They were going to be paying me $300,000 or $250,000 a month. I looked at it. I looked at my devotional life. I looked at some other little things I'm doing on the side. I say, okay, the devil. That's where you're coming from again. Somebody will say it's breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Somebody will say it's what? What is breakthrough in you have so much money, but you are now godless? No matter how beautiful the fruit that this branch used to produce, no matter how beautiful it is, the moment it is cut off, it is incapable. Because without me, you can do nothing. He said, he that abides in me produces much fruit. Produces much fruit. He said, but when a man severs from me, he said, he's dried up. He said, he will just dry up because whatever was there before. Because, you see, let me tell you something between the relationship between the stem and the branch. It's a living relationship. What do I call it? It's living. It's a matter of life or what? Or death. So, if the branch knows that severity or being severed from this man will cause my death, will he dare it? He won't. Praise the Lord. He will not. But the problem with most of us is that we don't know. We don't know. So, and because we don't know, we take it like that. We just take it sha. Can I tell you that the moment that severity is complete, the moment you are cut off, can I tell you that you are absolutely powerless? Can I tell you that you are now fully in the hand of the devil? The only thing the devil fears is your understanding of the word of God. That's the only thing. Because that is the truth. And he knows if you know the truth, it's powerless about your life. Me, I don't pray when I want to sleep about, oh Lord, protect me this night. I don't pray that kind of prayer. That's not for me. Now, in our general devotion, I pray it for all of them because their faith has not yet come up to that level. But my Bible told me, and he shall give his angels a special charge over thee, and they shall accompany, defend, and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. My Bible tells me, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon scorpions and serpents and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody say, what if enemies shoot arrow? And I say, every arrow has a range. But my Bible says, and he has made us to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world and age, but also in the age that is to come. Of all or all. Eh? Of all or then you're all on. I'm saying that incantations are words. And the word of God is also what? It's also words. It's not at the point of attack that you should not be trying to open your Bible. Hey. That's why when temptation comes, some of us, as temptation just walking, you just fall and say, I surrender all. It has not even touched you. It just came in. You just fall down. And if you fail, on the day, or you fall on the day of battle, it's because your strength is what? It is small. So, let me wrap up quickly so that we can go to what we want to do. With the scripture God asked me to tell you on this matter of devotion, because your devotional life, it is rising up in this Bible school. You will see. It's not, you know us. You know we don't call meetings if God has not asked us to call meetings. Abi? As long as you will not be a hypocrite, as long as you don't want to deceive yourself, as long as you want to be sincere with God, he will take you there. It's not a problem. In 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 Kings chapter 19, I'm reading from verse 5 to verse 7. 1 Kings 19, from verse 5 to 7. 1 Kings 19, from verse 5 to verse 7. First Kings 19, from verse 5 to verse 7. If you are there, please say amen. Okay. He lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him. And he said to him, arise, eat. Then he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank, and he lay down again. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. Praise the Lord. How is the journey for you? Okay, now read the next verse. Let's read the next verse. Let me just show us one or two things there. The next verse. What did it say? So he arose, right? And he did what? He ate and drank. And what happened to him? He went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. That was his destination. A man ate once. Or he ate little food twice. And the two food that he ate twice the same day, for the next 40 days, he didn't eat anything. And there was strength for his journey. Let me tell you. If you will not understand power in that book that you are carrying, you will not survive. What did I say? And the frustration of Nigeria, it will frustrate you. Do I look frustrated? You know I don't look, you know I look like like I am physically prosperous, Abi. It's not about, it is the word of God. Because when I was drinking Gary, Seth, did I look different? I look like this. You would think that I eat very well. Praise the Lord. Arise and eat. Tell yourself, I have to arise. Arise! That's the first instruction. So from wherever you are, do what? Stand up.
Your rising cannot be stopped by
disobey God. I'm afraid. I'm like, hey. The way God will tell you to do something, then you know. I say, hey. And I find it's because you don't know God. I was telling some people a few days ago, and I told them, if God gives them one instruction, and you don't obey that instruction, maybe tells you leave sin and refuse. They're coming back. If you are ready 9 years later, say, oh God, I surrender, or He will take you back to that last 9 years. Who has wasted time? Eh? It's you, not God. Arise, eat. The word of God is meant to be eaten. Do you just swallow food when you are eating? Don't you munch it and masticate it and break it down before you swallow? Some of us just take one piece of yam from the Bible.
You just take a whole piece of yam from the Bible, you just swallow it. Then when you are now going, you are walking like this. Because the thing is too heavy. It can't digest. The only thing left is if you will be okay. You have to put your hand in your throat and vomit the whole thing again. Then continue on your way. Arise, eat, not swallow, not cram. Not so that you can come and show somebody that. So that when Brother Abraham asks you, how is your spirit? You know, I read, that's not what I'm asking you. That's this Bible school. We are not giving you certificates. Your life is your certificate. Are you hearing me? I was 19. The first time somebody shot me, they call that thing, the one that they shoot people here. I was 19 years old. This is me standing up now. That was about 12 years ago. And there are so many of you here, you are still afraid of juju and babalawo and all those funny things. Because you have not eaten. What you normally do is you swallow. And because the thing has not digested, so it will be useless to you. Arise! Eat! So from wherever you are, do what? Arise! It's only a dead body that they carry. Abi? Someone that's living does what? When you wake up in the morning, when it's time for you to stand up, you summon the strength inside you, right? Let me tell you. Defending
I have news for you. You can't.
Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy,
chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, God who has saved us and has called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So there was a plan before the world began. Now, but when you are born, because you don't know him who owns that plan, do you now think that you just enter into that plan by mistake? It's not possible. So if you have no devotional life, when will God, I know you are not even stable yet in just talking to God normally, when will he now start telling you this is what you have to do with your life? Huh? If he doesn't tell you that, how will you now meet somebody who is supposed to be your life partner, that you have a part in that same assignment? Why do you think God always looks for young people? Why not 40, 50 year old people that are tired and have made mistakes that are irreversible? The reason is because if he can catch you young, his plan for your life, what will happen to it now? It will grow. You know, everything will go as it's supposed to go. But when you are coming as 45, at 55, when the world is tired of you, you're not going to Bible school. Hey. No problem. God allows everybody to come in. You just can't be useful for long. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? Arise! Eat! Why? Because the journey, it is too far for you. You look at your parents and say, I don't want to be like them. You think it's easy? The same mistake that you are making now, that's what they made. They didn't take God seriously. It was not two things. It was only one thing. Let me tell you, I'm a living testimony of when you take God seriously, your life will not be anyhow. I'm telling you. And it doesn't matter where you are now. The Bible says he's able to save to the uttermost everyone that comes to him, seeing that he liveth forever to make intercession for them. So it doesn't matter. I say, Brother Abraham, you don't understand my life. It has ruined completely. The prophecy that God gave us when we were praying about this meeting yesterday was that he brought me to the valley of dry bones. And the bones were many. Yeah, but they were very dry. Do you know the meaning of very dry? It is finished for them. Ebenezer. And he said, Son of man, can these dry bones live? He said, Oh God, thou knowest. He said, Prophesy. So I prophesy into your life to arise in the name of Jesus. Now, let us pray. All the witches in this area. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. The people that the witches are going to collect power from, those are the people that we should be wrestling with. See what we have been reduced to. And somebody will say, God has given him a ministry to be catching witches. Your devotion? You don't have a devotional life? I tell our leaders, I tell them that, see, there are personal devotions that I'm doing that I don't preach. You know what? Because it is God speaking to who? Me. My own life. He's talking to me. Things he wants me to correct. Things he's saying about this. What he's saying about that. What he's saying about that. Arise and eat. Why? The journey, it is too far for you. Because if you don't eat and you are going and going and going, a point will come, physical strength will fail. Some of those people that go for all those deliverance meetings, do you think that they are not intelligent? And somebody will be telling them, pray like this. They are intelligent, but physical strength has what? It has failed. Intellectual strength has what? It has failed. They know they are not where they are supposed to be. And people have come back and say, after I was delivered in that place, this and that happened. So he thought, okay, maybe if me too. If I just try something, probably something will happen to me. That's why. But will you be like that?
And they tell you mix oil and water. Oh yeah, shake it well. Shake it and pray. Open it. Say, key of David, enter my oil. Say it 40 times. And when you finish any drink it, you will see what will happen. Of course, something will happen. You will puke. And that's more difficult than reading your Bible, sincerely speaking. It's more difficult. You pay money, they waste your time, they may even abuse you sexually. It's not even safe in these last days to be going up and down. It's not safe. Because spirits of deception have been released to make sure that people will never see heaven. Look at it, all of us here. All of us have battered devotional lives. So if Jesus comes now, how many will go? That's to show you how serious the matter is. Because the Bible says he is coming back a second time again. This time not for sin, but for salvation, to take those who are expecting him. To those who are doing what? Hey, not those who come to church, not those who read the Bible, no. Those who are expecting him. Those are the people that he's coming for. May you be there in the name of Jesus. I think that, because my class is supposed to end by 10:30, so, and this is almost to 10 already, so probably I should just speak on or continue talking on this Bible study matter, then I'll allow you to ask questions, okay? I wish the lady was here. I think she had to go somewhere, the married woman that was talking. Let me tell you, the freest time you'll ever have is now. When is it? Yesterday night, as I was reading my Bible, my baby started crying. So I had to pause. That wasn't happening last year. I had to pause and carry her. And why is she crying? She's just crying for no reason. You understand? I have to help her mother so that she will not quench her mother's devotional life because of baby. You will only get busier. So when I look at some of you, you have no children, you are not paying any bill. Some of you, and you're saying, you see, I'm even tired of everything. I say, this one, you're on your way to go and hang yourself. Because by the time you see a little pressure, what are you going to do? You just kill yourself. Say, no, I can't take it anymore. I'm checking out. Then you hang yourself, you open your eyes in hell. Praise the Lord. Arise! Eat! Why? Because the journey is too far. If you go like this, you will run into trouble. So many people who married and marry wrongly. I think it was I can't remember whether it was Femi, because Femi that was asking some a couple that wanted to marry. They are married now. Why do you want to marry? The lady doesn't know it. Everybody marries now. Hey, everybody marries. Everybody marries. So then at least, why do you want a baby? Everybody is supposed to have baby, Abi. Abi, say me, why you go learn and obey me? That's how all those things that churches in Lagos ask us to ask God for. They have carnal things, physical things that will never get you to heaven. Physical things that will never make you to be serious with God. The devil, he wants only one thing from you. He wants to cut off this place. That was what he achieved in Adam. And that's why till today we have all the problems that we're having. One man's mistake. Just one. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. It says, for by one man's transgression, sin entered into the world. And death through sin. You see, if it's that, when you don't read your Bible, you will just sin and, but you're still okay. No problem. But sin, it is a downward trend. Or it has a downward what? Trend. Some of us, we are not afraid of sin. Or maybe you are even here, self. Maybe you are even sinning secretly. Look at this thing that I'm doing.
Can you see what I just did now? Huh?
When Adam was cut off, you notice I threw this thing up, Abby. Then it got to a particular height. What happened to it? Eh? There was no power to do what to go on. So what will he now do? He starts going down. The moment Adam sinned by allowing himself to be cut off from God, he kept growing, growing. Then at a point he reached his peak, like this thing I threw up, eh? Then he started declining. That's what we call aging. Abby? It started aging. So if his system was working like this before, then it became and as he was getting older, because he was coming down, until then, and if the cost of your devotional life, if the cost is only that you will die physically, then no problem. At least when you die, you go and rest. Abby? But the cost is worse than that. The moment you are cut off, you die spiritually. Where do you die? That is, you are cut off from God. That is, you are separated. Because death means separation, okay? You die spiritually. Now, when I threw that thing up, and you start to age, what will now happen again? You now die again. How? Physically. And once you die physically in sin, what happens now? You are eternally dead. Eternally, you are separated from God. And it's better not to know God than to know Him and one is cut off. What we are going to stand up this morning to pray about is hunger. What are we going to stand up to pray about? Me, I was telling God recently, I said, Lord, I'm not as hungry as I used to be before. So, then I now prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, make me hungry. And as you are feeding me, let what you are feeding me produce more hunger. There are some prayers I use to tie yourself. It's not at any one conference or you can come to this place and not. No. And that was what happened. You know, some of you, you have limited spiritual life to morning devotion. But that's not correct. That's not correct. There is nowhere me I'm going, even before I started using computers and all that, that you will not see a Bible with me. Ask people that have been with me for a very long time, they will tell you. And I'm not saying New Testament. I will always have a complete Bible wherever I'm going. Because I don't know when God will want to say something. What God wants is to walk with you. Please come. Let me make the example. It's not just to be there with you in the morning. No. What He wants is that throughout the day, it's a walking with. Walking with. Do you understand? It's a walking with. As you are in the toilet, as you are in your lesson, or your school, or your workplace, whatever. He wants to be there with you 24/7. That's what He wants to do. And how can you be a man that God is with you? Will you record the same result as other people? It's impossible. Because you'll be walking by His strength. Praise the Lord. Are we getting it now? That's what He wants to do. He said, no, I'm with you. How? What's the meaning of always? Every time. No, I'm with you always. Now that word no means behold. That is pay attention. That is recognize my presence. That's what it means. But once you are cut off, you're just like any other person. That a witch can look at and say, I don't like your face, and they'll kill you at night. That's because they didn't like your face. And they kill you, you are in sin. God will not say, okay, yeah, it's a witch that killed you, okay, enter heaven, enter heaven. No. There's nothing like that. If you died in sin, you go to where sinners go. Simple. So what you need to pray for this morning is a fresh hunger.
Let the fire of God fall upon your spirit. Let God kindle a fresh fire upon the altar of your heart. And let it burn. And as it burns you, let it leak everything and cause such a thirst. The psalmist said, as the deer pants for water brooks or for rivers of water, that's how my soul is panting after you, O God. If that does not happen to you today, within these 10 minutes that we're going to stand up to pray, then after that I'll allow you to ask questions, okay? And I'll answer you. I want you to pray. That God, no, you are standing up. They don't pray this type of prayer sitting down. You say, God, I want to begin to thirst for you. Huh? Make relating with you, make communing with you my addiction. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Make communing with you my addiction. Make it my addiction. Manda bora kaye kabo shandara. Lord, make communion with you my addiction. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You are Lord, that my heart desires, and I want to worship you. You are Lord and my strength, my shield. To you, oh Lord, may my spirit yield. You are Lord, that my heart desires, and I want to worship you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You are Lord, that my heart desires, and I want to worship you. You are Lord and my strength, my shield. To you, O Lord, may my spirit yield. You are Lord, that my heart desires, and I want. Brethren, if the Lord is your strength and your shield, and you are weak in that your strength, and you are not carrying that shield, that means you are defenseless and you can be attacked and broken down at any time by anybody. That's the meaning. I want you to pray and talk to God. Because when you want to go to the toilet, either to excrete or to urinate, every other thing else has to wait. Make studying the Bible, make prayer like that for me, that everything else must wait until it is done. Let me tell you, that's what revival means. That Bible study can wait, that prayer can wait, because you are doing something. Who is the most important person? Is it not God? If it's not the most important to you, do you think that means it's still not most important? Tell him, Lord, make relationship with God my addiction. Make it my addiction. Make it my addiction.
Make it my addiction. Make it my addiction. Ah, a man that knows God. Who else does he need to know? Who does he need to know? A man that knows God. Who does he need to know? A man that knows God. Where can he not enter? A man that knows God. Who wants to ambush him? You know him who is everywhere present. You know him who knows all things. You know him who has power to do anything. And somebody wants to ambush you. So it's not possible. Most of the prayers we pray, they are prayers of weakness. They are prayers of ignorance. They are prayers that shows the poverty of our spiritual lives. I want you to talk to him. Make it my addiction, Lord. Make me addicted to my Bible. Make me addicted to speaking to you. Make it my addiction, Lord. Make it my addiction. Lord, make it my addiction. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life today. Do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life today. Something new. Do something new in my life. Something permanent in my life. Something new in my life today. Do something permanent. Permanent in my life. Hey, something permanent in my life. Something permanent in my life. Two, no more falling and rising. Something permanent. Permanent in my life. Something permanent in my life. Something permanent in my life. Today, please turn it to a prayer point. Lord, do something permanent. I don't want rising and falling. Do something permanent for me. Something I can build on. Something I can build on. Something I can build on. Do something permanent for me, my Bible study life. Something permanent for me, my prayer life. Lord, do something permanent for me in my relationship with you, so that I can make progress. Something permanent. Something permanent. Something permanent in the name of Jesus. Lord, do something permanent. Lord, do something permanent. Lord, do something permanent. Lord, today do for me something permanent. Move me forward. Shift me upwards. Pull me up, Lord. Pull me up. Pull me up. Do something permanent for me. Oh, Rekaba Shantaraba Baba. Something permanent, Lord. Tell him, Lord, beyond whatever has been preached today, open my understanding to understand the importance of relationship with you. Beyond whatever any man has said, Lord, open my understanding. Open my understanding. The Bible said, then opened he the understanding and they understood the scriptures. Tell him, open my understanding. Open my understanding. Lord, open my understanding to see how important it is to relate with God. To see how important it is to have a living, a healthy relationship with Jesus. Open my understanding, Father. Oh, let me see, Lord. Let me see that it's a matter of life or death. In the name of Jesus. Let me see, Lord. Let me see, Lord. Let me see. Open my eyes. Let me see. Open my eyes. Let me see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Hey! Pour out your power and might. Sing, holy, holy, holy. I am lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and might. Singing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Finally, the Lord is laying it in my heart that there are some of you here, even the gifts of God upon your life, you have lost many. I want you to plead with God that, Lord, restore me. Every grace that you have lost, why will you not beg? Who are you looking at that you will not beg? That, Lord, restore me. Everything that I had lost, he said, I will restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten. Tell him, Lord, please restore me. All the grace of God, all the giftings of God upon my life, that I didn't know that it takes a constant relationship with you to continue in them, that I've lost on the way. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Lord, today restore. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Renga bo shara balabaka. Marekete bo sanda la bashanda. Reka yakara baba. Mareka shakanda la baba. Lere bo shukala pasanda la ba. Lord, restore, restore, restore. Restore, restore for me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Every grace, every gifting that I've lost through carelessness. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Have mercy upon me and restore me this morning. Lord, have mercy upon me and restore me this morning. Lord, have mercy upon me and restore me this morning. Reka ya basandaraba. Reke posote reba. Yaraba karababa baba. Lord, restore me this morning. Makande rebo sandaraba. Restore me, Lord. Restore me this morning. Eh, repayambo kereba sanda. Restore me, Jesus.
Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I will be a living sanctuary for...
Restore me, Jesus.
Lord, prepare me a sanctuary pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. For you,
I cry for restoration this morning. Lord, restore me. Restore me, Lord. Every deadened gift. You have said it, Lord, that as we prophesy this morning, you said they will come alive. Let them come back alive, Father. Oh, let them come back alive, Lord. Let me have a complete restoration.
Rakaya mandabo serebo shaka. Rekebo sharabababo. Marakaya karabababa. Lord, a complete restoration this morning. Mangaba sorebo sandaraba. Because Lord, you cannot build on what is not there before. No, you cannot build again on what is not there before. If you must build a new thing, Father, it must be on the foundation of what was there before. Therefore, Father, whatever has been missing in my foundation, whatever has been missing, Lord, restore this money. Lord, restore this money. Baba, restore this money. Baba, restore them this money. Rekabaram barabasanda. Parokaya karebasande reba. Rekerebosanda raba. Thank you, Father. For what on me, oh, Jesus. For what on me, oh, Baba. For what on me, oh, Jesus. For what on me, oh, Baba. Majengwa, bakonamo. For what on me, oh. Baba majenwa bakonomo for what on me o for what on me o Jesus for what on me o Baba for what on me o Jesus for what on me, oh, Baba, ma jekinwa, bakonomo, for what on me, oh, Baba, ma jekinwa, bakonomo, for what on me, oh, Baba,
Father. We thank you that you are beginning like this with us. Therefore, Lord, we say be exalted in Jesus' name. Already, Lord, as we prophesy, we are seeing, Lord, we are hearing a noise and a rattling. Lord, we are about to start seeing bone and bone coming together. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect work be done in us in this place in the name of Jesus. Let us become another man by the reason of your hand upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Continue with us, Lord, and perfect each of us to that exact thing you want us to be in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know we have one advantage. We are not like old people. Lord, we are, even no matter the mistake that we have made, because we are young people, it's easy to correct. Therefore, Father, for this grace that you have given to us, in setting us aside for these 2 weeks, we say be exalted in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father. Let nothing in us hinder what you are intending to do for these 2 weeks. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. I think I have about 26 or so minutes left before I leave this place. Somebody was saying earlier that the reason why he's having problems is that neighbors are disturbing. Maybe they sing one thing or the other, or they play one thing or the other. Abby, let me tell you something about devotion. True worship, true what? Focuses, as my pastor said, on the glory of God. What does it focus on? You have not achieved true worship until you are not thinking of any other thing else. And you are not seeing any other thing else apart from what? To the glory of God. So if you want to study your Bible, not just your morning devotion, play worship songs. There are songs of ascent. There are songs of what? That is songs that help you climb high quickly. And they condition your environment. What do they do? When your mind wants to start thinking of that job, eh? But the song that is playing is, you were my all in all. What happens to your heart now? It forces it back to where you are. Do you understand? So, I presume that there's nobody here that is living in a cave. Amen. So at least there will be something that can play music
in your house. And some of you have access to computers and all that, okay? Or maybe MP4s or MP3s or iPods, you know? Play songs, worship songs. I'm not talking of not those, hey, not those ones, not those ones, you know? Slow music that you can hear what they are saying, okay? It has a way of conditioning your environment, I'm telling you. And it will be very difficult for you not to be able to concentrate. Normally, I don't know how to read and listen to music at the same time before now. But I found out that it's different from reading my books and listening to music. Are you getting it now? But that everything has, they work together. I'm sure that what God is speaking to me now, that's what the person singing, that's the line that I will just sing. That's happened to me over and over and over. Okay? So it helps you to focus. So use music. It's a very, very good tool. Okay, it doesn't need to be loud so that you can think. Okay, it's just that when you break your thoughts, what you will hear is a godly song that gathers your thoughts together again, and you can continue. Praise the Lord. So ask your questions now about devotions. I have 20 minutes left because we want to make sure that we stick to time. Yes, I'm not the one that's teaching how to study the Bible. When it's time for that, you will even still hear more. Yes.
Praise God. There's something that has been happening to me in my devotion. Like, I think she was the one that said it, that you wake up. Okay, there is this part where I wake up, I do listen to songs like this, and then some thoughts start to come down my mind, like questions, and that's what I want to ask God for. Is it wrong that I'm going to my devotion with questions to ask God or to listen to God? And how is it that I just open the Bible and whatever I open is what God wants to talk to me about? I must speak from that, or how?
Praise the Lord. When the brother that is taking how to study your Bible comes, he will elaborate more. I will not elaborate much. I will tell you how, but I will not explain much, okay? Because somebody else has a message already on that. And when he told me about it, I was blessed about what he told me, that God is saying he should say. But you see, how to begin is our actual understanding of devotion itself. You understand? Devotion is like a time set aside to be alone with God. Okay? So sometimes you do all the talking of pouring out your heart. Okay? Sometimes you do all the listening. Do you understand? Sometimes it is you talk and you listen. Or he talks, then you respond, then you listen like that. Okay? Now he speaks to you from your Bible, yes. Huh? But the best place to start from, it's not just to open the Bible arbitrarily. Are you getting it? If you don't come with something, alright, really many times it's difficult to receive something because you are not expecting anything anyway. Shay? Because what you need is how to begin. Abby? Because some of us, it has been so long that, you know, because it's constant. And me, I don't limit my devotion to just early in the morning. You know, because anyway, me, I'm a minister, so apart from my devotion, I have to study other things. Then, when I'm having break, I'm going back to my own personal devotion again. And that may be in the afternoon. You understand? So, in a day, I may have 3, 4, 5 times to be with God over my own personal issues. Okay? Now, how to begin is always come with a question. Huh? Although, it may not be like that for some people, in the sense that, maybe as we are even talking to you now, there's something, you know, as we are speaking now, there are several things God is ministering to you. Abby? Things that you need to quickly write down. And you see, those are points to bring to him. You understand? Some things are like turbo. You know turbo? When you play computer game, like like car racing, that kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. You know that when the other guy is in front of you, you just press your turbo and like you can quickly, it gives you a quick start. Okay? Or a head start. Okay? So some issues that God has raised with you, he raised it because he wants to talk to you about them. Do you understand now? Huh? Like me now, there are some things God is telling me about prayer and about divine presence. Okay? So while we are worshiping here, if you say something, what will I do now? I'll quickly write it down. Say, Lord, the other time you were saying, and it has started. You know, it has started. Then another thing is, don't be in God's presence looking at time. A lot of people do that. And you are transparent before God. What did I say you are? Eh? He knows when you just want to spend 15 minutes so that you can quickly go. So he will keep quiet. Sometimes you are there, he won't speak. He will just keep quiet. You must understand that it's your first love. It's your first what? So he wants to hear you to tell him how much you love him. And if he doesn't speak to you, how you cannot continue today? You understand? And you praise him and honor him and adore him. And in the midst of the adoration, I don't know how he does it, but he will just come. Praise the Lord. And that's what music is good for. Almost everybody uses phones that can play music. See? Almost everybody. So it's just like that. You can come with question. Sometimes it's like it's the one that will begin. Sometimes it is you that will begin. Sometimes it's like you are sitting, you are talking, and it's responding to you. And of course, that will deal with the matter of how to hear God. Are you treating that in your how to study the Bible? So I think that will be treated also in how to hear God, how to effectively hear from God. Okay? That will clear the matter of how then do I... Will I just open the Bible and I will see that do not go to Shomolu? Eh? There's no Shomolu in the Bible. Praise the Lord. And yet, God can use the Bible to tell you that you shouldn't go well. You shouldn't go to Shomolu. You understand? It's just learning how to hear from Him. Praise the Lord. Did that answer your question? Okay. Any other person? Let me tell you about... I'm coming on. If you don't ask questions in this class, I've mandated all the teachers to ask you questions about what they taught. Because nobody will shout for 1 hour. And when it's finished, okay, you have tried, you can go. No. So if you don't ask questions, they are free to ask you questions. If you don't know it, you will stand up. Praise the Lord. Yes.
How do I, as in when I wake up in the morning,
yes.
I know, okay, I have to like have devotion for like an hour. That is,
I didn't hear that too.
For like an hour, just like
okay.
The time I
okay.
Pick. But I discover I sleep for 30 minutes. That one
you
is
sleep
constant.
For 30 minutes? Okay.
Maybe within just 5:30. That one is constant. I don't
okay.
know why.
Okay.
And another one is that maybe the day I just managed to have that constant, you know,
yeah.
A devotion. The moment I left the house
okay.
and moved to lessons, as if I forgot everything.
Okay.
So I don't really know how to carry that life.
No problems.
From
no presence. There's an answer. Praise the Lord. Before I answer her, let me say quickly that by the grace of God, after this Bible school, we are going to make available a CD of all the teachings, I think for maybe 300 naira for the 2 weeks. Okay? Let me tell you, you cannot understand one thing until you listen to it about 7-8 times. Are you getting it? That's when finally it settles upon your spirit. Okay? So please, if you like yourself, make sure that you get the CDs. I think probably would use MP3 or something format. I don't know what format they will use. I don't know, but I just know that everything is being recorded, and once we are through with editing, you can have them. But it will be put together, maybe day one, day two, that kind of thing, till the last day. Praise the Lord. Now, the first thing you said is that sleeping is constant. 30 minutes. Abby? Out of 1 hour. There are different things that you can do when you are studying. Number one, don't study on the bed. Don't do what? You are tempting the devil to tempt you. Your body, when you are lying down, your body, its default setting, it understands that he is resting. Do you understand? When you lie down. If it's that you just want to read the Bible till you sleep, no problem. I'm not saying don't read the Bible on your bed. But don't study the Bible on your bed. It is dangerous. Because you will sleep. Eh? Number two is, if you feel that you sleep a lot or something, take a shower. What will happen to your eyes? Boing. You will wake up. That's the second thing. Number three, which should actually be number one, is do all things in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Many of us want to show that we are champion.
Do all things when? In the strength of the Spirit. The Bible says, an angel, as he was lying down under the juniper tree, an angel came and did what? Woke. Arise and eat. Man, I was there. It's not yet time now. I woke by one. Okay, by four. As if you have one power inside yourself to wake up by four. Praise the Lord. So whenever you are awoken, wake up. Do what you are asked to do. Eh? And if you're having problems, what you say is, Lord, teach me or strengthen me. Eh? When you wake me, don't just wake me. Strengthen me to stand up unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. That's the person you are working with. Nothing is impossible for him. It's because he said you don't have because you don't ask. Are you getting the idea now? Huh? For some of us, my own devotion could be early in the morning, maybe like 12, 1, 2, 3. You understand? Because I keep late nights. Are you getting the idea now? But for some of us, it may not be like that. You have to look for what works best for you. But the most important thing is, God should be the first person that you're talking to in a day. That's the simple truth. And I'm sure you know that your devotion is not your Bible study life. Huh? Or you don't know. Your devotion is what God is saying to you. Your Bible studies, you are trying to understand maybe faith in the Bible now, or healing, or rapture. Okay? That's Bible study. That's not devotion. Devotion is what God is saying to you now. Bible studies, acquainting yourself or trying to familiarize yourself with the things in the Bible. Okay? Please, do you understand? Or like maybe we give you assignment now because we are going to be giving you assignments. Amen. Okay, you have to study your Bible before you can answer the questions or do the assignments, you understand? But that's not, you won't say that the time you now did the assignment, that's your devotion. You are saying that they are different now. Huh? Praise the Lord. Okay, does anybody have any more questions? Yes.
My question is, what about as you are praying or you are asking God question and saying, as he's talking, I am writing. I discover that each time I maybe he's talking, I'm writing, I seem like I get carried away. I won't be able to balance. How will I balance?
Okay, I've told you what to do. Play spiritual songs. Huh? You see, later, the more you grow spiritually, you will learn to firmly hold your thoughts under control. Eh? But to begin, play spiritual songs. When your thought is going to, that letter assignment they gave us in our lesson, and you are hearing, knowing you, Jesus, knowing you. By the time you look at the Bible, you remember that I'm doing devotion. Abby? And you can quickly come back. You understand? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
As in the process of writing it, some may skip your mind and everything.
Okay.
Sometimes you get carried away with what you're writing and you forget that you are actually talking to somebody. How will I balance?
Okay. A simple prayer will balance it. You have a question. Your question will be when I was saying since the last question. Eh? Because I'm supposed to finish by what's the time? Now everybody asks question. This one has stood up already. Okay, please give Femi. I'll answer you. I'm coming.
Actually, sir, I've been having a problem with, as in, each time I'm worshipping in the morning.
Okay.
As in, I don't know, as in, I've been having a problem with my thoughts. As in,
your thoughts?
My thoughts.
Okay.
As in, different things do come to my
thoughts. Okay.
I don't recognize when God speaks to me.
Okay.
As in, how do I cope with that?
Okay. I will not be able to answer that question fully because that will take me into how to hear God. Okay. And, because of our time, so I'll just tell you some brief things, but I think it's close to what you're saying. What he's saying is close. It's a madman that cannot control his thoughts. That's why he stands up, he walks like this. He says, where are you going? He says, where am I going, self? Huh? It's a madman. A normal thinking person can control his or her thoughts. Do you know that if you put your mind to something, you'll do it? Am I right or wrong? You, if you put your mind somewhere, I want to do this, you will do it. It's the same attitude. You see, it's the attitude that we have. about the Bible. Huh? God told you something, probably started telling you about your life or something. Once you have written it down, continue. Don't allow your, since you know you don't have all the 24 hours to read your Bible, Abby, make most of the little time that you have. You focus your thoughts by thinking about God or maybe the Bible verse that you are on. Many of us, you see, the art of meditation, it is lost in the church. We don't meditate again. And meditation is focused thinking. What's meditation? That is, you focus your thoughts on that Bible verse or on that thing God is saying. And whenever anything wants to come inside, what are you doing? No. I'm busy with something now. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, as you meditate, because meditation is deeper than thinking. Thinking, all manner of things just fly up and down in your heart. In meditation, all the efforts of your intellect and your will, okay, it focused at that thing. Please, do you get the idea now? Do you understand? You can choose not to be carried away by meditation. So let's say God was talking to you from John 3:16, and that's what made you start writing something. You must always keep John 3:16 in view. Are you getting it now? Not that you have abandoned John 3:16 and you are just in for God, so you have not gotten to love the world that He gave His only begotten Son, okay? And now you are in like 15 other translations, or 15 other Bible passages. You'll be confused like that, okay? But keep the actual thing that you are studying in view. And as you do that, it will be easy. Alright? And if your own case is so particular and all that, the Holy Spirit knows you. What did I say? Huh? And so in your peculiarity, it will be there for you. Praise the Lord. Yes. How many people have questions? Let me see your hands so that I can know, because my time is up. Where is Brother Shegun? Because I don't know about eating into his time. Okay. Praise the Lord. So how many more people have questions? Put up your hands so I can know. And it will not be more than those people. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let me just quickly wrap up on before I ask you to stand up. Mommy was talking the other time about her children and the distractions that she gets. I'm doing question and answer, so I want to just answer that. What did I say about how to keep your nodal junction? It's a matter of what? It's life or death. That's number one. Number two is, I have 10 more minutes. Okay. Number two is, beyond being a matter of life or death, you must know that you are not drawing strength from anywhere other than the presence of God. Praise the Lord. But let me speak to her, since she's a married woman and she's a woman. I wish my wife were here. Maybe she'll be in a better position. Since me, I'm the opposite, you know. Because they are the ones that have to do all the cooking. They will take care of children, take care of husband. You know, it's a lot of work. Many times, because there are different stages of a devotional life. It's either non-existent, young, mature, dying, or dead. Are you getting it now? So, in answering this question, it will depend on where particularly a person's devotional life is, when it's a matter of like you have children and things like that. But in all, where it should begin from, especially since there's so much distraction, where it should begin from is, Lord, I need you to help me. There's a wisdom in the mind of God with how to manage children and husband, and you are not tired, and at the same time you are able to spend enough time with God. But beyond that, we also must understand that He is the number one person. I used to tell my wife that you are my second love. You cannot be my first love. The day you become my first love, maybe God will kill me so that idol that I put first can be removed. Praise the Lord. So we must understand the number one thing is that God is the number one person. Okay? He's the number one person. So it's not that we try to make out time for God. No. we give time to God and make our time for every other thing. So, I've mentioned two or three things now. Attitude to how we see our devotional lives. That's number one. Which I've said that relating with God is the most important thing. Okay. Number two is prayer. Because there's a wisdom in of God of how to handle everything. And prayer also strengthens you that in your time, I don't know, that would just be the time when they are asleep without becoming sweeter. You understand? Such that they don't disturb you. Alright? And before you came, I was saying that many times we depend on our own personal discipline to be able to study and or even pray and relate to God. But that's all we need. We need His strength. By having His strength, you will see that you'll be able to do more in less time. Okay? Compared to if we have to do it by ourselves. Praise the Lord. My, if you have more specific questions about that, I will talk to you personally. Because I can't clear everything. Now they tell me that they are telling me I have just 10 more minutes. Yes. I have 10 minutes, so please. Don't tell me the story of your village. Just go straight to your question.
Yeah. During the time of devotion, you said we should not be looking at the time.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Now, you have somewhere to get to by 8, okay. For example. And maybe, you know, at times when you're worshiping God in the morning, you don't just connect immediately. Maybe, I don't know why, you know.
You don't connect immediately most times because the mind is on several things. That's why.
So then, now, should you continue in the worship till you connect? Or how, and at the end of the day, if you try to do that, you might, you know, miss what you... Should you abandon it and come back for it? Or?
Okay. Praise the Lord. First of all, let me say that what many of us are busy with is not God that gave us. Are you hearing me, sir? That's a simple truth. What most of us, what we are busy with, it's not what to. It's not God that asks us to do those things. In fact, the first mark of a genuine Christian is that you will be divinely interrupted. What did I say will happen to you? Everything about your life will scatter first. Eh? That you now begin to pick the pieces. Imagine when Paul, who was Saul then, when he met Jesus. What happened to all his plants? Eh? It scattered. And it now became, he asked two questions that most Christians don't ask. And those are the two first questions any Christian should ask. Lord, who are you? That's the first question. Second one, Lord, what do you want me to do? Are you getting it now? Let me tell you, God is the most important person. Eh? Whether we realize it or not. You're not putting him first. Does not make him second. Eh? It's just that he will not put you first. Are you getting the idea now? Eh? So, if, and I'm praying that something will happen to you in this meeting. You understand? Such that, whatever you are doing, if it is not Baba that gave you, may he collect it from you in Jesus' name. So that I can give you, with peace of mind, okay, what is your own. Do you know that it's possible to work from home and you are doing different jobs and you are in your own house? You control your own time. I'm telling you, majority of people today, they are reverting back to working from home. I work from home. Praise the Lord. And it's not that I had not worked outside before, okay? By the time came, my spiritual life was, I could see a strain. So I had to resign. Yes, I left money and I was hungry for a while. Okay, so but the number one thing is this, because your scale of preference seems to be 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Abby, let's say you have an appointment. Let me just do this illustration for you that will help you. You have an appointment by 8 o'clock with maybe a bank manager, or you have a 6 o'clock appointment with Fashola. Which one is a more serious appointment? Eh? What is Fashola? Okay. Let's say you now have a 4 o'clock appointment with Jonathan Goodluck. Eh? Okay. Maybe you have a 2 o'clock appointment with maybe the American president or something. Can you see that suddenly
from your scale of preference, humanly speaking, it keeps going. The first one becomes the most important. The second one is second most important. Before your 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, all those people cannot even help themselves to wake up next morning. Those people that I mentioned. But Baba, what did I say? Baba, Arubojo, that if you know him, you can control the 8 o'clock meeting. You can control traffic. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You can do what? Control traffic. You are quickly checking your time that is when you are with him, so that you can go and meet lesser people. Do you get the idea now? It's our attitude. The thing that didn't make you connect in the first place is this karakata in your mind. do you understand? That's the thing. It's not God's fault though, that you didn't connect immediately you came. You understand? Then we're like, we want an Indomie noodle type of Christianity where God should do it sharp now. You understand? But it doesn't work like that. When you put him first, I have seen it happen over and over again. That days when I'm going out, you tell me, don't take so place because of the traffic, take the other place. And as I just obey, the type of traffic that will be on that day will be a crisis. You know, the standstill type, you know. Every time you spend with God, He makes more time for you. You understand? Every time you spend with God, He rewards you. That's the simple truth. But when you want to cut the time with God, look at it. The days that you cut the time with God, didn't you suffer that day? No, let us all look at it. You will suffer, You will use more time. You will waste more money. You use more effort. So that's the answer to your question. It's an attitude matter. Sincerely, it's not what should we do. If you change your attitude, you see that God is the most important person who controls all things. And His wisdom is so intricate and infinite that what He will just do, there will be enough time for you to get to where you are going. And at the same time, you had a very lovely devotion in the morning, sincerely speaking. Did I answer your question? Okay. There are two more people. I have 5 more minutes. Okay. Yes. You'll be the last one. I have 5 minutes, so please speak up quickly.
I used to have a problem when doing my devotion.
Okay.
With maybe trying to be focused, and mosquito is just kind of disturbing me.
Lack of what?
Mosquito.
Okay.
Kind of disturbing me. Maybe I'm trying to just focus.
Okay, find the mosquitoes.
And then.
Thank you, Jerry. You're a Nigerian.
Come to my leg.
What is talking practical now?
I'll dust it before going back.
But again, there's a disconnection. Yes.
Trying to connect again. Another one back of my neck.
Okay.
That one is one problem. Then you talked about the music stuff. You said we should lower the volume so we understand. I cannot understand anything if I don't hide the music very well.
If you don't hear the music well,
loud it very
well. Then loud it. No problem.
If I loud it, I get very connected.
No problem.
I don't even hear when somebody's calling me. So
then loud it. It's not a problem.
That one is another stuff. Then
I've answered that one.
Daily instruction.
Daily instruction.
According to our pastor, he said we should ask for daily instruction from God. So when I'm asking, most times I don't receive answers.
Okay.
And then I feel like, it's in the album. I keep reading. I keep singing. You know what? So I used to wake up around 3 o'clock to join Brother Femi. So I did for like 3 days. No instruction.
Okay.
So I started sleeping back.
Hey, I beg.
So that was just...
Okay. The first one is the natural Niger distractions. Amen. Mosquitoes, heat, and heat rashes and the rest of them. And the second one is daily instruction. So the first one. Have you ever seen me study by the Bible outside before? How do I dress? I'm covered so that nothing can distract me. You wear socks, you wear trousers, you wear things that will cover your neck. If you don't have things that can cover your neck, use wrapper. Won't it round yourself? The only thing that is left is just your hand and your face, and you can catch the mosquito that wants to come that close. Are you getting the idea now? Now, most times we are not prepared, and that's our problem. You wear shorts, you want to study the Bible. By the time they don't chop your leg, since you're a universal donor, the old leg is itching you, and you're just irritated. You understand? Well, let me go and do something else. I always make sure I wear socks, I wear trousers, okay? I wear things that will cover up to my hand, okay? So that's what you do. You prepare yourself. And I don't think that there's anywhere in our house
that there's so much mosquitoes like that on our balcony. I know that most times if I want to study outside my room, that's where I stay. But I cover myself so that nothing can affect me. So that's what you do. The second one about daily instruction. Check out the things God has told you to do personally. Have you done them? God does not speak more if you have not done what he has told you before. So that's the answer to that. Yes. How many minutes do I have left? Like 2 minutes, Abby? Okay. Yes. Sorry, was that a second question, Samson? Or have I answered all the questions? Okay, volume enough. Okay.
My question is, what do I do?
What do you do? Okay.
If I'm studying,
yeah,
and probably I ask God about a question, then something comes to my heart. It's giving me one scripture. If I shuffle to the scripture, it's not even connecting to what I'm asking God at all.
Okay.
It might be 2-3 scriptures, but if I shuffle to the three,
it's not what you're asking.
Yes.
And that means it's your mind that is giving you scriptures. You understand? So just disregard it. Some of us have passed that stage too. You will hear maybe Exodus chapter 52. And there's no Exodus chapter 52. There's something. So when you get there, you see, God's disregarding you, know it's you. It's not a problem. Every child that grows will be a toddler first. Struggle to stand up, crawl, Abby. Stand up, then will be shaking before he gains his balance, sit down many times. But will not say, well, I could try. Leave me like this. And so you keep going on and on. But that's the answer. Once it's like that, don't bother about it. That means it's you. And you don't start feeling bad. And I had something. No, you don't need to start feeling like that. The more you understand the written word, the more sensitive you will become to the spoken word when it's spoken in your heart. You understand? That's how it works. You know, it's not. That's why I don't believe in people that say, God speaks to me in my heart alone. You will go into error. That's not how you want. Because the written word must agree with the spoken word, and the spoken word must agree with the written word. But it must begin from the written word. As you study it and apply it in your daily life, when something comes to your heart, because of the measure of the word of God that's in your spirit, if it is God, you know, and if it's you, you will know. Alright? Praise the Lord. I want us to just appreciate God for the things he has spoken to us this morning. And I want you to pray that these words will profit you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name, we are.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-83058, 080-8133-8536,
080-7455-8177, 081-409-9123-1, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?